Hi, Krista.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Going good. We just finished our tour of the Science Center, and
sure
the tour is complete without some space ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of space ice cream are you eating?
It's every kind. Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Yeah.
Do you think, how long do you think you could survive off eating space ice cream?
Year, maybe two.
A year or two?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite kind of space ice cream? If you were a flavor of space ice cream, what would you be?
I would be the vanilla because it's in between the chocolate and the strawberry. So
you like being sandwiched like that?
Yeah.
Between chocolates and strawberries.
You know how I like it.
And freeze dried.
Mm-hmm.
And all the liquid sucked out of you.
Mm-hmm. I hate liquid.
What was your favorite part of the Science Center?
Well, that guy who thought he was a scientist was pretty funny, but not
on
purpose.
The brain guy.
Yeah, Dr. Brain.
We saw a lot of robots there. Do you think?
I don't think they were real.
I think they were fake robots set up by who? Do you think it was like
I think they were fake robots set up by real robots.
So you think the real robots are out there, but they want to keep it under wraps, and this is a decoy?
Yes.
Exhibit?
These ducks are probably robots.
Duck robots.
Orchestrating the whole thing.
Do you think you could beat a robot in air hockey?
I know I can't.
But you didn't. How about basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think robots are best suited for sports or industrial work?
Industrial work.
Okay, industrial work or waiting tables?
Waiting tables.
Waiting tables or driving boats?
How about driving taxis?
Driving taxis? Robot taxis? That'd solve a lot of everyone's problems.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we had, and let's hope in the future we get some robot taxis around here. Thanks, Science Center.